Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Shay. My name is Lisa, and I'm actually trying to figure out what this is. It's a charge on my checking account, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. For me to better assist you, so I can see if you have an account with us, can I have that zip code?
70047. What exactly is your business?
We are a third-party company, and we serve several different products for several different companies, ma'am.
Okay.
You said the zip code is 70047?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name?
Lisa Casey, C-A-S-E-Y. I actually had a charge last month for like $6.70 and then something else. And then this month it was like $91. And then there's another one for $90-something dollars.
Okay, man. And what'd you say that first and last name is again?
My first name is Lisa. The last name is Casey, C-A-S-E-Y.
Okay, I'm not saying anything pop up with that. Just hold on for me one moment.
Okay. Oh. Hey. I'm on hold, actually. I got two charges on my account, and I don't know what the heck they're for. So I called the phone number that was on my account. And she says, huh? What account is it? My debit card. Yeah. Well, last month.
Okay, not seeing anything pop up with that zip code. Can I have a phone number you have used when you made this account?
Sure. It's 504-610-8645. That's my cell phone.
Okay. Hold on for me one moment, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. She says they're a third party for a bunch of different companies. Last month, there was a charge for $6.70. And then one for like $4. This month it's for $92, and then one's $91. And I don't know what they are. No, that's after my hair appointment. She's not up this early. Well, she might be up now, but she wasn't up when I took Rebel. Took Rebel, went to Winn-Dixie, and I'm about to leave to go to the hair appointment, I guess at 9. It's for 10, but the city's a mess from that storm last night. Did you hear all that? I was up with him from, I guess, midnight till 4 o'clock this morning. Really? It was crazy.
Okay, yes, ma'am. See, I'm not putting up anything with that phone number as well. Are you sure you have an account with us?
No, I don't even know what you are. I just saw this on my checking account statement, and that's why I called the number, because I don't even know what it is. They definitely debited my account.
Okay, just hold on for one moment.
She says there's several companies. She doesn't have anything under my phone number, nothing under the zip code. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I just put them in there. It's Harold's Jeans.
Okay. Just finding a little bugs in it in the morning.
What?
Yeah.
Like what? Gnats or something?
I think they might. They'll show you a pink one.
I don't think termites are swarming. You have seen in the bathroom?
Not termites. That thing on the bus, whatever it is. But they're dead. They're not alive.
How they get under your sheet?
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I can try one last thing to try to get access into this account. I can have.
Okay.
Can I have the last four digits of the card number you use when you purchase that item that you purchased?
7390.
And I will need the first six digits as well.
The first what digits?
The first six digits.
4584 53.
Okay, just hold on for one moment while I run it through my system, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell it is. You should ask them what companies they are.
Well, she said there's several. She, like, I asked that. I said, where exactly is your business?
Well, I said, well, I just need the nickname of the business.
Anyway, the city is a mess. When I left with Cole this morning, there was an accident right here on Airline. I had everything backed up. I mean, with Rebel. And then there's all kinds of trees down. Yeah, there's all kinds of trees down and in the city. I think some people are putting in a pool. You're good, baby. You get my love. I gotta go by the vet and refill this prescription. And they're gonna ask him if he can take the liquid cough medicine. Because obviously that stuff's out of existence. So.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I put the information to my system and nothing came up, ma'am. So I'm not,
okay.
I'm not quite sure if you have an account with us. I'm sorry.
Well, somebody's debiting my account. I guess I'll just call the bank, but what type of businesses, maybe it'll jog my memory, what type of businesses do y'all do customer service for?
So we do customer service for, like, we sell, like, fitness watches and AirPods and things of that nature, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, fitness watches and AirPods. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That kind of gives me a little bit of a clue because I did buy some air things from the Today Show on their specials, deals and deals, but I think I saw that already, and it was only supposed to be one charge. Okay, I'll continue to investigate. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome, and I want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.